Page 95. Listening Practice 5. The Dangers of Plagiarism. You are going to listen to a radio interview about plagiarism. Listen and choose the correct answers.
Good evening. Today on Back to School, we're talking to Roger Hansen, an educational psychologist. Hello, Roger.
Hi, Amy.
You're here to discuss plagiarism in schools and universities. First, can you tell us exactly what you mean by plagiarism?
Sure. Plagiarism is the act of using somebody else's words without their permission. Now, this may not sound so bad, but the educational establishment considers it to be as serious as cheating in an exam. Unfortunately, plagiarism and cheating have gained a lot of attention recently. Last year, there were over 9,000 incidents of plagiarism reported at universities in the United Kingdom.
Wow! I hadn't realised that the figure was so high. What could account for this?
It basically comes down to three main reasons. First, many students today are under tremendous pressure to succeed. There's just so much competition to get into the first-class universities. And even into secondary schools. Students, and I hate to say it, their parents too, seem to feel that the ends justify the means. That is, if you have to cheat to get ahead, then it's okay.
Yes, that's a problem when parents are encouraging their children to plagiarise. And what are the other reasons?
They both have to do with the growth of the internet. There's just so much material out there that kids often can't resist the temptation to copy what they need. Find it on the internet and simply use it word for word in their work. And then, of course, they think, oh, nobody will ever find out, so why shouldn't I?
But that's not true, is it?
No, indeed. The internet may offer sites where students can buy papers for as little as £6 or so a page. But it also offers a site that teachers can use to check if material has been copied.
How does that work?
Basically, the site turnitin.com compares the frequency of letters, words and phrases between the student's work and everything that's out there on the internet. The teacher then receives a copy of the work with any similarities highlighted. She or he can then decide what action to take.
But surely words and even phrases must repeat from one document to another, you know, without any cheating.
Of course. And obviously a lot of the similarities are completely innocent. I tell you, this website's been a real help to teachers. When students know that their work is going to be checked, they're a lot more careful about what they write.
I'm sure. But tell me, what happens to the students who are caught plagiarising?
Well, as you can imagine, it varies a lot from situation to situation. Sometimes students have to redo the work, or they may have to retake the course. In some places, students who cheat aren't allowed to graduate at that particular institution.
That's pretty severe, isn't it?
Yes and no. I mean, would you like to be treated by doctors who'd cheated at medical school? Apart from what this says about their morals, I'd be afraid that they might not know what they're doing.
Yes, good point. So really, our whole society should be grateful to Turnitin.com. Well, Roger, thanks for being here tonight.
My pleasure, Amy. Thank you for inviting me.